Okay.
This is our podcast, not your podcast.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Okay. Something I saw this week on Twitter, actually. It was this year was Bart's 32nd birthday from being created.
Yeah, I figured that the Simpsons are now in the 30s. It's like...
Because he created him when... So I'm the same age as Bart. And he created him in 79, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, these are these little giant mosquitoes flying around.
Mosquito hawks.
Yeah. So actually, do they eat mosquitoes? They eat mosquitoes.
They eat the larvae.
Okay.
Yeah, like if standing water.
Yeah.
I don't think they like dive bomb regular mosquitoes or anything like that.
No.
I just think they ate their larva. Nature show.
Like dragonflies do the same thing.
I think so. I don't know. You see
dragonfly larvae. Eat mosquito larvae, I think.
Yeah, and actually their larvae do as well.
That's mine. Okay.
Right, yeah, don't touch my water. I will cap a nigger. I don't know.
Speaking of which, Martin Lawrence, the new box office
movie.
Jeez,
that's just a horrible transition.
Oh, no.
Wow. Damn, I'm the guy who dropped the N-bomb on.
Yeah, I know. Fourth episode and you finally... drop that.
Wow. I mean, it didn't come out of any maliciousness. I mean,
I think it did.
Okay, it did.
Let me see. Today is also...
Guy drives a nicer car than me, man.
Well, yeah, he's funnier than you, too. So, it all evens out. Yeah.
Anyway.
It just died right there. Yeah, it died a lot.
DNR on that one. Don't go anywhere.
So, something today, I saw the, I don't know, do you watch local, you don't watch local news at all, do you?
Not really.
There's a reporter I saw, I think I saw her at the grocery store earlier today, I was walking and I...
Which one?
Nefertiti Jacquez.
I seen
on
her.
Channel 2.
Yeah.
I think I saw her and I was, the only reason
she's
I...
She's the one with the, and just, undeterminable, ethnicity?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was like staring at her and I was like, I think that's Nefertiti Jacquez. And then she looked at me, and I was like, I'm still staring at her, and she's looking at me. Oh, no. So I had to quickly look down, and it was just too late.
Look.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of there. Wow, you turned into a big girl when you met a pseudo-celebrity.
So, yeah, it's only a local sub. It was like Kent Brockman.
It's my brother. Hello. Where are you at? I thought you were coming over. Huh? Okay. Who are you coming over? How are you getting over here? Who?
You realize this is only funny.
All right, bye. There.
So
that was my brother.
I was doing the other side. I was filling in the conversation. It's just we can just call this one. It died. It was a stillbirth. Podcast.
Cannot see me shaking my head in disappointment.
There's a look in your face.
Today, Angry Bird, where is it?
It's under games. Let me see. Today is the 17th anniversary of Bill Hicks' death.
Wow.
Yeah, 17 years.
Wow. What was he, like 33 when he died?
He was 33.
That makes you feel weird when you reach the age of the person, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing would happen to Kurt Cobain. Like,
Kurt Cobain and Jim Morrison. And
it's like, I'm older than they are.
Yeah, I'm older than they are now. And what, Jimi Hendrix, too.
Yeah, he was 27.
27.
It's they're that magic 20. Number, man.
And Janis Joplin, I think, too.
Yeah, Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
Why couldn't they die at 72?
Oh, no. So what was it, though? I know that... Have you watched the Bill Hicks documentary?
Not all of it. Let's see. I think it's on Netflix, isn't it?
No. It hasn't been released widely yet.
Oh.
It's going to be released widely in the States, I think, next month.
Is it actually... It's like a bio?
Yeah, it's a...
Who's playing Bill Hicks?
No. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay.
And it follows this. Like, if it does that, you know, where it has a picture and it does animation with a picture, it's
background
that.
Moving kind of.
And
thing.
The interesting thing is the Comedy Annex, or it was might have been the Comedy Store here in Houston. It's over where it used to be, or it doesn't exist at all anymore. It's over there off of Shepherd and San Felipe. So now what's there Because they show it in the thing.
Yeah.
Now it's dry cleaners and a Goodwill.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Canada, there used to be a lot of comedy clubs here.
Houston
I remember
to be the comedy hub, one of the big comedy hubs.
Didn't know that.
Sam Kennison's,
Carl LeBeau. My mom and my dad and them, when they would go out and go see comedians, this and that. And I just remember the one thing that they always used to do, like, every other weekend, would go with their friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never really thought about it. It's like, oh, cool, that person's here. You know, I knew most of the people because, you know, I just watched tons of TV. So I used to watch tons of shit that wasn't appropriate for kids because I was not supervised well. But anyway, I remember seeing a bunch of comedians that just going on there and not really understanding, like, half the shit until, you know, later on you're like, oh, kid really shouldn't know about this yet. But, yeah, somehow it's pre-internet, I guess. So, you know, the whole...
Because there was that comedy boom in the late 80s, early 90s. There were like three or four comedy shows on TV.
Remember it had the classic brick wall setting kind of a thing?
The Improv. An evening at the Improv. MTV had a half-hour comedy hour. So they would show clips. Yeah, MTV. Because that's how I remember the Gulf War starting, the first Gulf War. I was watching half-hour comedy hour. It went to a commercial.
Huh.
And then the commercial stayed on for like another longer than it normally did at the time. And then it didn't go back to the half-hour comedy hour. It went to...
The Gulf War stuff?
No, it went to Give Peace a Chance, the remake that a bunch of artists at the time did. And I was like, what in the world? So I watched it.
Goddamn hippies.
I watched it for like 3 or 4 minutes. I think either yours or my phone's interfering.
It can't be my phone.
But but I remember thinking, why is it... So I started flipping around, and then I went to CNN. It's like the Gulf War started. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Good old Gulf War.
The Gulf War, the...
We're keeping it real back then.
What do you call it?
It's a big-ass mosquito. Wow, I should have closed that window a lot earlier.
Yeah, you should have. These things are huge.
At least you know that they don't bite or anything, but you still can't help but turn into a giant girl when they did touch you. Yeah. Same thing with those big-ass tree roaches. I hate those.
Oh, no. Ugh.
Yeah,
they're loud.
Yeah. They're all dormant right now, so pretty much they'll be back.
Well, it's already warming up, so, I mean.
Dude, the trees are already blooming in some parts.
Yeah.
Like, didn't expect to see them that fast. But
so when did we turn into old men?
Yes, we
have. It's like the trees are blooming.
Gonna go for my Sunday drive.
Oh, wow.
Sunday drives. Don't you love them? Oh, crap. Oh, I got them all.
This whole time you've been playing Angry Birds, by the way, so yeah.
It's a talent, sir. Not everyone can do this.
So, anyway. that's how I found out. Because the first Gulf War started on my sister's birthday, and the second Gulf War started on my birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
You remember when the Columbia, remember when you... Actually, I think you called me. You're like, hey, dude, put it on the news. Columbia's, like, breaking up over...
Yeah.
And, it was a Saturday, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a Saturday, 2003? 2004. Something like that.
Good God.
Over North Texas.
Yeah, actually...
My boss at the time, I remember I was working on his computer, his laptop, and he had pictures of his family. So I was like, I'm going to be nosy. So I started looking in his pictures, and he had pictures of his family standing around some shuttle debris. Yeah. I don't think they took anything, but it doesn't matter at that point. But they were standing around the shuttle debris. It was the wife and two children smiling like they were standing at Epcot.
That's like macabre. That's just...
It's creepy. Yeah. And I remember thinking... What?
Yeah, anybody, you don't fuck with that. Yeah, I remember people were like, oh, we got this, and this, and...
Yeah, people kept stuff.
Yeah, and they're like, no.
No, that's federal property, and no, they'll take it.
It's a world of hurt you don't want.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do remember, like, they were, actually, people were popping up really quick with the...
Wasn't it on eBay?
It was on eBay.
Yeah,
people were selling, like, a whole bunch of this, like, patches or whatever. That just... Shut up.
You know you wanted to do it, so...
No, I was mature about it.
No, you weren't.
Okay, I wasn't. You speak me to it. But I was thinking, maybe. Oh, shit, son.
You don't watch local news at all anymore?
Not really. I mean, mostly I'll just listen to the Toronto 26 just for the weather, not the weather. Well, yeah, the weather and the traffic, so I can just kind of judge where I'm going to go in the morning, but I'll still use my phone. But most of the time, nah. Unless there's like something horrible, like apparently there's a whole bunch of shit that went on the news that people were talking about. I was like, it's like, what the hell happened? She goes, oh, you didn't hear about it? I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, stuff happened in Houston like, I don't this past really, week. Yeah.
Really even care. Most of the shit, like even the one about the video or the Houston stomping the hell out of that kid.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't see it on the news. I saw it on the website because I just don't watch local news. I'd rather watch a Daily Show, live if I'm going to watch it at all.
I watch local news just out of habit, just to have background noise.
That's pretty much what it is.
I have background noise, and then I'm doing what I'm doing in the morning, so I end up just watching. I'll keep it on because of traffic, mainly, and that's it. But even at that, we're getting bombarded by these things, these jumping mosquitoes.
See if I can capture one on film.
It's like the Loch Ness.
But these actually exist, though.
What, Loch Ness?
No, the shot. Because I don't listen to the radio at all. I have a radio in my car. I never listen to the radio. Nah, the only time I ever even listen to a little bit of Sirius is when you're like, dude, you need to listen to blow. So I was like, fine. And that's because you gave me your account to listen to when you're not using it. And that's it. Because the other day, did you heard Rumsfeld on...
No, I missed it. I caught the replay.
It's on YouTube. Yeah, there's a whole clips on YouTube.
I just heard a little bit this morning.
Kept asking if Rumsfeld is a lizard.
Yeah, because I remember hearing about that Rumsfeld's one of the lizard people or something like that. They're trying to take over with a huge, big conspiracy.
Which is true. He's a lizard.
My cinnamon rolls are almost done.
Yeah, now I can smell. What you can't smell at home is the cinnamon rolls.
Those are going to taste really good after we take a short intermission.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I didn't catch that one. But yeah, same thing. I don't. Most of the things I listen to are just news radio. Like my whole band on my radio is news radio or talk radio.
Yeah.
And Lisa, on the other hand, is like, can I drive with you one time without hearing a goddamn news? So I just put it on something. But usually, just background noise. It's mostly like '90s, alternative band in the background.
Yeah.
Usually it's something good will eventually come on, but most of the time that's it. And I just I don't use my radio as far as like listening to radio stations. I don't even know what the hell's out there anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
When I was trying to set Lisa's XM for her Explorer, I was trying to find a radio station to use a tuner for.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one. Like every goddamn station has a goddamn Mexican station on it. You're like,
yeah.
And we're like, geez, how many radio stations? They all sound alike, but it just...
And you'd think the market would get saturated at one point, and it would just be...
They're cannibalizing themselves?
Yeah, but they don't.
I guess there's enough different genres of Mexican music that sound, the same to us, but to the untrained ear, I guess. It's like most of the times, it's just... I hear...
Yeah, and that's it.
And as we're doing that, a Mexican family set up a barbecue.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the radio. Remember Stevens and Pruitt? When Stevens Pruitt went off the air, that was it.
Yeah.
I would listen to them.
They did Grego. What was it? Grego Pruitt and the Boner.
They tried that for a while.
And it was just like,
because Mark Stevens left for some contract dispute or something like that, I believe. I think that was the reason he left. And then after that, I just stopped listening to the radio completely. But I would listen to it religiously. I would plan my classes. Okay,
I could listen to the whole thing. Before the days of, playbacks or fucking internet or anything like that. Because nobody even had anything on there.
Well, Jim Pruitt actually had a beginning of a website at one point. And he actually had, pictures of the women that were in the studios and whatnot.
I think it was, the very beginning
That was way, way at the beginning. That was,
98, maybe 97.
That was 97, I think.
Goddamn, we're old.
That was with dial-up, too. So, remember, he promised all this stuff on his website, but he never got around to doing it.
That's true.
So
that's the same thing with I remember Chuck Schrammick's page. Remember how it was just,
giant
HTML
Schrammick.
Page that just... But he had a whole
Chuck Schrammick. He was a very cool guy. He was. He emailed me.
I emailed him,
and like, he replied.
I remember I was like, dude, I got a reply from Chuck Schramick. Like, no way. Like, way. That's how much nerds we were in high school.
Like we're not now.
As he plays Angry Birds on your iPad.
I know. You're like, the iPad. You brought your iPad, right? I'm going to get you to buy the full version of Angry Birds. No, the. I remember he was big on chemtrails.
Yeah, I remember that. And chemtrails was definitely one thing that even I kind of like, oh my God, there's something the government wasn't telling us. But, you know, as I gotten older, like, just temperature, atmospheric temperatures and shit changing.
You can see planes on certain days and you can't see them.
I was like, it's okay. I don't think there's like a giant conspiracy that's ruling the world. Is like when you get older, that tends to leave your train of thought with a rational person. But
But
there still is a shadow government and they're trying to take over the whole world. Obama's gonna
lizard
be
people?
Don't be stupid.
Oh. I remember with chemtrails they did remember with the mayor, what was his name? The last mayor? Not Bill White, the guy before him. But he did the power of Houston? Remember they did that 2 years in a row? They had fireworks.
Lanier?
No, the guy after Lanier. What's his name? He was the police chief. Lee
Brown.
Lee Brown.
Remember out of town Lee Brown?
He was always out of town.
The guy he seemed like Don King to me. He just seemed very Don King-ish. Like, he did some straight-up thug shit to...
Well, it's not even thug stuff. I mean, he would always come off as sort of vapid. It's like, he would say... He'd be like,
Wasn't he the czar or something like that for the Bush administration? No, the Clinton administration.
He might have been.
He was a czar or something. I forget which one he was. But I remember he was one of the czars. I think it was like something for police, fraternal police. I don't know. Some shit or another he got appointed to. Then he came back, and then it's when he became mayor. Damn, he was mayor for a long ass time, too, wasn't he?
For the full, because you could run twice or three times for mayor, and he won all of them.
I think it's, Lanier was there for, 8 years?
It seemed that way.
Lanier was there for a long-ass time. Keep going. Ah, damn it.
But Lanier, the interesting thing, when Lanier went to, what's the Enron guy that died? Wasn't it? Ken Lay. He went to Ken Lay's funeral.
Yeah.
He had a heart, quote-unquote, heart problem, and they had to pick him up in an ambulance, and all the conspiracy nuts went crazy. The nuts went crazy! Like, conspiracy nuts went crazy because it's like, we didn't see him get in the ambulance.
You're gonna shut us down with this breaking news, man.
But yeah, I remember that. Now, I remember thinking, I wonder if he actually died or not, because that's odd that all of a sudden he had a heart palpitation in the funeral. I'm gonna put on my tinfoil hat and go
hippie.
But with gas, have you gotten gas in the last day or two?
Not from my car, because I've been on vacation. My car has not moved very much at all. But when I've driven with Lisa, like looking at it, it's like 304. Like,
It was three.
I went to work last week. It was like 296.
Yeah, it was it was 308 today when I saw it. So, and gas price because of the turmoil in Libya now.
What's that?
Libya. The country Libya.
No, turmoil.
Turmoil. Shut up. This is what it comes down to.
It is. It's just childish. What did you say?
What?
Poindexter knows words. Let's litter these litter rocks.
He's one of them? Back to The Simpsons. That's I don't think we had one last week, did we?
No. I think we did. I wasn't drunk or.
No, you weren't. I was straight. You were just straight Steven.
I was all Steve.
Yeah. Because now it's just the two of us again, and like, we don't have interesting war stories. And
I could talk in an accent.
In Russia, it was killing people with bare hands. And by bare hands, I mean the one that I slaughtered and used his meats as my own to swipe out prey. It was brutal. Winters were strong and make stronger men. Yes, I go. I bury my family until my hands bleed down to nub because I am tearing away the flesh in the frozen rock, in the snow. I'm like Tanya. I cannot dig anymore.
Okay, anyway,
and
coming back.
And penis is Russian for...
taking a break for water.
Yeah, I think maybe we peaked.
But anywho, cinnamon rolls are almost done.
I know. I'm smelling the cinnamon rolls. It's like, I don't need a cinnamon roll, but...
But I'll take one if he offers.
Like, it's like...
It'd be rude not to.
Yeah, it would just be rude not to,
Do I have any milk? Oh, man. It's really going to suck right now. What's today?
February 26th, Saturday, February 26th.
The milk hasn't expired. That's okay. The problem is when milk expires, I honestly don't know because I forget what good milk smells like. It's like, wait a minute, is this good milk? I don't know if it doesn't smell good when it's really good. Well,
when you taste it, you'll know.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time I think I got about 3/4 away through a bowl of cereal. I was like, you know, I don't think this milk is any good as I continue to show.
Okay.
After a while, I was like, it shouldn't burn when it goes down your throat.
What was it? My mom came up to me with this cheese dip, and she dipped a chip, and she's like, try this. So I was like, okay. And I put it in my mouth, and went, that's terrible. She's like, yeah, I thought it was bad. I was like, what?
My evil mother used to do shit like that to me. She'd go, smell this. And I'm like, okay. Smell this gun. I'm like, all right. And just different candle, like after, 40 different candles. Like, which one are you going to buy? She goes, I'm not buying anyone. I just want to see if you're going to smell them all. You bitch. I'm like, what the hell, man? Mother. Oh, yeah. Damn it. Can I get that pig? Get him. Get him. Said, damn, this ain't.
I saw this when I was at training. I was go to Kolache Factory to go eat. And there was this girl there. She looked like stereotypical Mexican, like she's very short, blah blah blah, and I expected her to talk in a particular, hey, talk good and stuff. I expected her to talk like that, and then she was like, "Hi, what can I get you?" And I was like, "She doesn't have an accent." So like the first 5 seconds was like, "She didn't have an accent."
You should be talking crazy like.
Yeah, exactly, but no.
What? Picture of a baby.
Yeah.
It's drooling. They really capture the...
In a brandy snifter.
What?
I was just telling her about Roberta and David. And how you're wrong and they're right.
I'll pretend to know what we're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. You realize she just spoke to 15,000 people that listen to this now. If I could get...
Are you going in reverse? Or
yeah, what? Yeah. He's trying to move the mic stand. Luckily, the mic is picking up every little...
Oh, my bad. These things are pretty sensitive.
Yeah, and I really enjoy it when you hit the table. You're like... Meh, bunk, bunk, bunk.
Oh, my bad. I'll try to...
That's why I was like trying to get you to wear your headphones so you could hear it, but you're like, I can't hear my own voice.
It throws me off slightly.
Oh, brother, you can't hear yourself when you talk normally?
Yeah, I can hear myself fine.
Well, what's the big difference?
Shit, Evan. Fuck you. Pause for a second. Right.
So I'm as old as Bart, and I'm okay with it, I guess.
Back on?
Yeah.
So I can pick up anything with him?
No.
I put the surround sound on, so that's actually digital.
I am hearing it. It is picking up a little bit.
I don't hear it.
He just put his ear up to the microphone. It's a dynamic microphone, too, so even though sound only gets collected from the front of the cone, its ambient noise isn't as strong, but so it's still picking up.
So does it pick up this way more so than it does this way?
Straight ahead.
Oh.
Hey, it's Doppler. It's Doppler Man. He's teamed up with Onomatopoeia Man.
I wasn't going to get for it. I realized that he's been throwing up everything.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to give him
what
some
the fuck
form.
Is he eating at the dumpster, man? He is like...
Well, why is he eating at the dumpster?
Is he on there because I think that dog is in heat. Is in that area.
Dog in heat? A freak with that warning?
No. Get out of my house. How the fuck am I friends with you?
I don't know. He's a dog in heat.
Oh, Carrie, just side note. I now know a kid that'll make you feel old. Because the other day, actually yesterday, I was walking outside looking for Bud. And I had a Slipknot shirt on. He goes, "Hey, who's Slipknot?"
Oh.
And I'm like, "Oh, man." I was like, "Ah." Yeah, I was like, I've reached that point in my life.
I was talking with this guy I used to work with. We were talking about music, and I was like, "Oh, you'd probably like this band. I remember I saw them in '99." And he's like, "Yeah, I was in grade school." Oh, and I was like, "Yeah, a lot of the." I remember the first time I saw Slayer was 2005, and he's like, "Yeah, I was just a pup at that point." It's like, oh man,
yeah, it kind of. Makes put things in perspective. You just, yeah.
Tapping electronic equipment always
actually
works
does
better.
If you just thump. I think there's a loose connection on the.
That's just the LCD though, right?
Yeah, the LED. Not the thing works. It's just you can't see it. I don't know where the hell it is, and I don't want to.
It's on faith.
Get out of my house. Get out.
But my appetite for love.
Did you get it?
Oh no.
Let me see the remote.
This is interesting. Yeah, I know. Everybody's like, "Wow."
No, not that one. Not that one. Turn that back down. Give me the gray remote. If you hit five or hit the last one, the aux, make sure the aux AUX on the top.
So
hit that one.
So this
like
is Xbox. Xbox Live.
Yeah. Okay, hit five.
Yeah. So we have white noise going on right now. Just give him the remote because he won't ever shut up if he doesn't do. Xbox Live. I just don't. I mean, have you tried Kinects?
No,
I've saw they had one at the Microsoft office, but I saw it. I was like, oh, I would. If I cared, I'd probably actually try to use it. But
I don't want to be a controller.
Yeah, I know. It's gone. You work so hard to try to use a controller, and now it's just.
Yeah, your brother has it.
So hearing background noise of people looking for controllers is highly entertaining.
Shit.
The cinnamon roll, no good? No go on the cinnamon roll?
I was really disappointed, man.
I know, you actually were. You're like, I don't think it came out right. That's going to be the name of the episode, Cinnamon Roll.
Son of a bitch, my cinnamon roll's burnt.
Well, that too, I guess.
What?
They give me new characters.
What happened?
What?
When extra rich buttercream. I'm going to go ahead and make them.
What was it? Have you seen how much weight Drew Carey lost? Wow, that's loud.
Turn down a scotch. Where are you going?
Uh-oh.
Does this sound cool? I don't have.
Just my contempt kept you going.
Yes, it did. I got to freak out.
I just pop it on the side of the table.
I don't want to bang it here. He's going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try it.
We're going live. Yeah. There you go. See? Doesn't pop as bad.
I whip myself.
But you do that anyway, though.
That's true.
Yeah, I can barely hear you on this, but that's good enough.
Can you hear the background out?
Just a bit. I'm just, at this point, it's like, if I can get up to a certain amount of time, then we're gold. That's. Right now, we're right around 30 minutes. Yeah, it was 48 these last 2 weeks. So I think that's sort of our golden number. If we can go 48, I think we're... Yeah. If people don't go up and get cinnamon rolls and...
Hey, you knew my method of operating. Deal with it.
So anyway, driving over here, going south on 610 just before the Fred Hartman Bridge. It was a huge, and it was two planes. One of them was the troop, like a transporter plane, the one where they stick tanks in and things like that. And it was enormous, and it had like a plane with it that was just sort of like a, I don't know what the word for it. It was a smaller plane, but this transport plane was probably about the size of this apartment, this side of the apartment.
Yeah, the thing's just ridiculous. Like Sikorsky or something like that?
I guess so.
That's a helicopter.
But it has, have you ever seen one take off where it has jets on the side to help propel itself up quickly?
That's the B-52.
B-52 has that too.
That's a B-52, and the other one
shit,
is...
baby.
God, seriously, man. You're going to have to get out of my house.
Rock lobster.
Rock lobster. Anyway, yeah.
Everybody.
I don't know what model it is, but I've seen developed that plane. I think it was like the C-30 or C-130.
Yeah, C-130.
And the C-130, they had these jets, these thrusters on it.
Yeah.
Because it was actually like for a rescue. They had to develop these jet thrusters in order to get this plane off the ground in a short runway space, you know, like almost like a third of the normal takeoff time that it would need. And the thrust, you know, it would either propel it or hold it back from like landing so it could land on almost on a dime.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things actually they're showing the tests, like the when they're doing, you know, developing it, they showed it crashing and everything like that. It was pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's one of those things. They can haul big shit around.
And it was only flying about 2,000 or 3,000 feet. I mean, I could make out the windows on the... Because it went up 610 and then turned, and I guess it was just circling the south side of town, basically. Because when I called you, I called Steve up and was like, look out your window, there's this troop transport. And all I heard was you going, yeah, man, yeah, man. I was like, okay, I'll be there in like 5 minutes, okay. But then it turned by the time I got off the freeway, it was turning. But it looked like it was circling before landing, because Ellington isn't that far. Ellington's what, 5-10 minutes from here?
Not even, man. I mean, if you go, either you go all the way down Highway 3, Highway 3 will take you right past it.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I mean, you get here to Clear Lake in like almost
But
no
it was
time.
Like circling Hobby, which is interesting. I know it won't land in Hobby, but when I last saw it, it was turning north again, up north. It was like paralleling 45 going north.
Maybe just circle around to get to the right track so we can get out of here or something.
Maybe. Because it had like it was the big plane and then a smaller plane to its left. And I don't know if they're doing maneuvers. I know it's not.
Are those ones that they can refuel like in mid-flight, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you keep those up for damn near forever.
Yeah, basically you can do, as long as you don't have any hardware failures or anything like that, you're good.
I'm enjoying milk. That's
I know,
right.
He's drinking milk.
Milk. I'm going to have the worst milk farts later tonight.
I know. That's why I was like, I got to record this and get out of here quickly.
It's going to be those hot sneaker ones that just kind of you feel a hot creep just coming out, just crawling over your cheek and up your pant legs or your shorts there, and you just waft it through, and you're like, ugh.
You know when you can, you know when you think you're going to fart and it's not going to be that bad or loud?
Never, never. I do not give it that. I always give it the benefit of the doubt. It's either going to be a shart. Or it's going to be a very, very loud fart that I can't muffle into my chair.
Yeah.
So I just kind of either just kind of lean over, open up a cheek a little bit just to relieve the slapping pressure. Yeah.
I did this. I did. I was at this benefit. It was the. It was for this guy. It was a celebration of life thing. Anyway, a lot of people were walking around. We got there early, helping out, and then it was like, okay. It's a few minutes of downtime while people are moving in and whatnot. It's like, I was standing up against it with my one foot on the wall. You know, when you stand and you're leaning up against the wall.
Were you an extra from 16 Candles?
I had my foot up and I was like, man, my feet were tired. And I was like, oh, no, I got a fart. But the closest person, because there weren't a lot of people around me at that point, the closest person had her back to me and she was probably about 4 feet in front of me. So it's like, I got a fart. Well, let's see what happens. And it just went... It was loud, and I was like, oh, and I just farted, and I just kind of looked down, and I was like, and she's, I knew she heard it, she had to have heard it, it was loud, she kind of did one of those turns where you're kind of like, is there somebody behind me, or did I just hear that wrong, and then she slowly walked away, I was like, thank goodness she walked away at least.
Dude, totally had an incident similar to that. I had the bubble guts, it was gurgling, you know, like, at the time, I think it was like maybe shit about 5-6 years ago. So I was like, oh, shit, I got a fart, and I knew it was bad. There was this gurgling up because it couldn't get out, so it was like, going back up into your innards. And then finally, I was like, okay, I had a break, so I ran from outside. And it was like, no, I had to go through two double doors to get to the outside. So I was like, first one, it's like, I guess my asshole just instantly knew once I reached the second door. Because as soon as I walked out, I went, like that. And then I was like, oh, and then I looked over. And then I saw this one chick that, like, everybody fawned over. She was just, like, cute, but she was innocent type. And she was talking on the phone.
Yeah.
And then she looks over, and I look at her, and I just turned and walked around. I was just like, I was like, she just heard me cut ass. And it wasn't just like, burp. I mean, it just,
it was your guts revolting at you.
Yeah. It's just like I had an aura afterwards.
It's like he's glowing.
Oh, God, it's from nuclear waste. Yes, that's it.
Yes.
I much have lymphoma from nuclear waste and to have that smelly fart tagged onto me.
Yeah.
It's like fart in school. You ever fart in class?
I
think I did it in sixth grade, man.
I probably did, but I don't remember.
Exactly. I bent over, and there's those wooden chairs, so it just kind of reverbs, you know, on the damn hollow-ass desk. So loudspeakers out your fart through the side of your desk. Ah, the good old days. I had lots of emotional damage going on.
Man, the thing that, what was it? First day of college. We talked about it on the first one, but it never worked. Remember, your nosebleed.
Oh, yeah. Just slowly filling up with nostril, and this one just filled up, and I just eventually started draining the back of my throat. But it never asked. I was like, fuck it, just go.
Yeah.
Just over the sink, just blood just dripping out, because it was all nasty and has a big coagulated booger with blood. Good old times. That's pretty much about the end of the story. Wasn't too exciting.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny because you're like, hey, it was like, how did you? He's like, you know, the first day of class, I was like, yeah, it went okay. I was like, my nose started bleeding in the first, it was your very first class, right? Yeah. Was it within the first 10 minutes or something like that? Was it really quickly?
It was like, she was into showing us slides of the syllabus.
Yeah.
And just kind of giving a rundown of the course.
Yeah.
It was like right at the beginning of the class.
Oh.
So, yeah. Good memories that helped transform the man that I am today.
I wonder how much I'm suppressed about
your homosexuality?
No.
Okay.
Not that. That's
it's on the surface. Everybody can
see that. That's just, it's right out in the open. So that leads us right into Oscar talk. The Oscars are tomorrow. We talked about the movies. They're tomorrow, yeah.
Holy.
You know, but I heard like three different podcasts that were talking about the Oscars. It seems that talking about the Oscars and leading up to the Oscars is way more important than the actual Oscars. I'll watch the intro of it, but it's like Franco and Hathaway this year, so it's there's going to be a 127-hour joke. There'll probably be a Devil Wears Prada joke, and that'll be that.
Yeah, it's probably anywhere. Like I said, you're like, oh, you're not going to watch. Like, what am I going to watch? I just watch the results as soon as they finish on, you know.
And it's all fixed anyway. You just, whoever pays the most to try to get as much information out as possible does it. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I remember at one point I was like, man, this is a great movie, and I hope it wins. And then it wins, and you're like, yes, you feel victorious. You're like, you didn't win anything, stupid.
It's like, hey, they won my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much it.
Because the guy who directed... I don't know if I gave you a copy of Micmacs, the guy who directed Amelie, his latest movie, Micmacs.
No.
No, it's on, I don't think it's streaming Netflix.
Speaking of movies you've given me, Scott Pilgrim, finally saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
Yes, okay, good.
I really liked it. I was like, I really wouldn't like something like this.
No, I walked into that movie going, oh, this is going to be stupid. I'll watch it, though.
Yeah. And I was like, this is really good.
Man, it was funny.
It was very funny. You know, that was the guy who played Superman, the vegan?
Yes. I don't eat anything with a face. And he does the hand gesture. But, I mean, it was a really well done movie. It's very funny. It's got good jokes.
It's got good rhythm to it.
It's got a really good rhythm.
It doesn't seem like it's trying too hard, I guess you could say.
No. The guy who directed Shaun of the Dead, that's the same guy. So.
What's his name? Nick? Not Simon Pegg. I don't know that dude.
The English guy. But my favorite part of the movie is when the girl drummer, Erin Avery, she goes, we are sex, ba-bomb! 1, 2, 3! It's like, that's just like,
it's so exciting to me. I don't know why. It's like, yes, that's great. These kids are actually playing in a band, and Beck did half of the music. All the music for Sex Bob-omb, that's mm-hmm. Beck.
Hmm.
So, like, all the soundtracks on YouTube, of course, but they actually did the Sade cover, and it's like, wow, that's Sade.
Oh, that's right. They did do a Sade reference. Yeah, yeah, like your smooth operator or something
Yeah. And then there's that part where they're in the record store, and he's with an Asian girl, and he's like, you can come over and have dinner. It's like Chinese food. And it sounds like a throwaway line, but it's like, that was just like really, really funny. It's a well-done movie. It was
knocked the highlights out of her hair.
Yes.
That was actually pretty good.
That was really funny. And just the overall fight scenes and the... it was like, oh, fight scenes and whatnot. But it was done well. Like, he gets the one up,
mm-hmm.
and he grabs it, and it's like the video game references and everything. That's why I bought it. I bought it on Blu-ray.
It will never come up to par with the Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh. We talked about like 5-8 minutes on that. that's why I just skipped ahead when I was making sure everything sounded okay before I put it up. It was like, Garbage Pail Kids, Garbage Pail. Garbage Pail Kids, Garbage Pail Kids. Okay, and then I think.
But they're back. Actually, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
They should stay in the recess bowels of the 80s.
I'm surprised all this retro stuff that's going on, that's something that hasn't come out yet. Mm. Come back, I mean.
Did you know that 90s grunge style, the lumberjack look, it's coming back?
Oh, yeah, hipsters. Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, man. It's like, you mean the clothes that I wear every day?
Yeah. It's
when I'm not at work.
Yeah, it's like, dressed like a schlub.
You're into this. I was like, no, I just got what was clean out of my closet.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. It's like sometimes if you stay with something long enough, it'll come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently I'm trendy now once again for some odd reason. And I learned also that the lady in the front office would like to massage my groin, apparently, because she saw me and just turned all giddy yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, apparently I found that a whole bunch of relatives live here that I did not know about. But anyway, she divulged all this information to me because she didn't know who the fuck I was until I went in there. She goes, she goes, now I put a name to your face to your name. She's just like all like fucking bubbly. And I was like, can I just get an air conditioner filter and a parking sticker so I can leave? But yeah, totally. Yeah, she's just weird looking. But anyway, so that was pretty interesting. Then again, I do have this. It is the power beard.
Oh.
It's the vacation beard, if anybody can.
It's like a Conan beard.
Oh, yeah. This is just full of self-pity and laziness right here.
Yeah.
All that right there.
I shaved today because it's a Saturday. I'm not going to go do anything, but it's like, I'm going to shave.
Dude, I can't even tell you the last time I used
I'm not burning it in my face.
And that's how we end today's show.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good one.